Outstanding Celtic Christians included Patrick and Columba. Patrick and Columba. And we celebrate Patrick's Day every year, part of our tradition, having a holiday for that. What do we know about Patrick? Much of Patrick's life is unknown. Much of Patrick's life is unknown. Nick Needham points out, perhaps he died 460 AD, perhaps he died 490 AD. Now, when you think about this, how did Christianity overtake Ireland? And this is where 100 years before Pope Gregory the Great's expedition to the English, Angleland, through Augustine of Canterbury, that was 596. So 100 years earlier is maybe 490 when Patrick died. Okay? So this kind of will lead up to say, what was it like when Augustine of Canterbury got there in that area of the world? Well, what do we know about Patrick? He was born in Scotland, on the island of Britain. He was either the son of a deacon or the grandson of a presbyter. Son of a deacon or grandson of a presbyter, of a pastor. When he was young, a band of Irish criminals kidnapped him. Irish criminals, and sold him into slavery for 6 years in Ireland, though he was born in Scotland. Scotland's on the north side of the island of Britain. And again, Ireland is an island west of the island of Britain. During his period of slavery in Ireland, he experienced conversion to Christianity. I did not put this on the board. This is one thing Patrick wrote after his conversion. Quote, "In a single day, I would pray as often as 100 times and prayed almost as often at night." Unquote. Say it again. "In a single day, I would pray as often as 100 times and prayed almost as often at night." It is the surest mark being converted, as J.C. Ryle has said. God himself has said it. We have noticed with Saul, who became the Apostle Paul in Acts chapter 9, verse 11, behold, he is praying. It's the surest mark of conversion, and it was there in Patrick's life. To commune with God, to talk with God all the time. He escaped slavery and then joined a monastery in France, went across the English Channel and joined a monastery in France. But he had a vision. He ended up having a vision that God told him to go back to Ireland to evangelize its largely pagan population. In the 400s AD, Ireland was basically a pagan country, pagan idols. The Roman Empire didn't get there. And you remember from the Bible in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 20, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20, that the Apostle Paul said that in the paganism of the Gentiles, they sacrificed to demons. Behind their idolatry is the worship of demons. In Patrick's words, he devoted the rest of his life against the dark magic and pagan powers in Ireland. In the 400s AD, he devoted the rest of his life against the dark magic and the pagan powers in Ireland. By God's grace, Patrick was so successful that he is often called the Apostle of Ireland. The Apostle of Ireland. I did not write this on the board. This is a long quote of Patrick, what he wrote. Patrick wrote this, quote, "I am greatly in debt to God who has bestowed his grace on me so largely that many people were born again to God through me the Irish, who never had the knowledge of God and worshipped only idols and unclean things, have now become the Lord's people and are called sons of God. And the sons and daughters of Irish kings are now monks and virgins of Christ. Unquote. It says a lot about his heart. Read it again. Patrick wrote, "I am greatly in debt to God, who has bestowed his grace on me so largely that many people were born again to God through me. The Irish, who never had the knowledge of God and worshipped only idols and unclean things, have now become the Lord's people and are called sons of God. And the sons and daughters of Irish kings are now monks and virgins of Christ." Unquote. Nick Needham pointed this out. Interestingly, Nick Needham wrote, quote, "Ireland was the only Western country to escape the Germanic invasions of the 4th and 5th centuries A.D. Unquote. The only one. The Germanic tribes went all across the West and conquered all of it. But not Ireland. There's grace in that because the Germanic tribes were quite violent. By God's grace, after Patrick's evangelism to Ireland, Ireland developed a thriving Christian civilization. Monasteries, education, art, poetry, and theology all flourished in Ireland. I didn't write it on the board, but that era in Ireland is often called, quote, the Island of Saints and Scholars, unquote. The Island of Saints and Scholars, unquote. You remember from Western Civ class, what is a civilization? Refers to the cultural characteristics of a people group. The cultural characteristics of a people group, which is what? Culture is based on the cult, which means the overall general religious devotion and worship of a people group. What's the cult? Is the overall general religion and worship of a people group. Christianity ended up dominating their society, and therefore the civilization became Christian, and it affected everything. The poetry, the art, the education, the whole society. That's there at the time that Gregory the Great sends his monks on a mission to Angleland, with Augustine of Canterbury leading the way, okay?